For many college students, dormitory food is little more than filler, something to tide them over until they can order a late-night pizza. Some universities, though, are remodeling their cafeterias and the food served in them to appeal to a new generation of students who expect more than meatloaf and mashed potatoes. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Ruby DeLuna reports.
Executive chef Jean-Michel Blow doesn't usually get his hands dirty, but on this day, he's in the kitchen. He's helping his staff with a lunch rush, making breaded turkey slices with coriander and five spies. Blow trained in France and opened numerous upscale restaurants around the world. Blow says he was ready for a change of pace, but didn't expect his next job would be planning meals for students.
I spent my life to fight against pre-made food, processed, so I couldn't see myself fitting into it.
But he was intrigued with the University of Washington's plans for its food program, remodeled the aging dining halls, and developed new menus made with fresh ingredients.
The vision was put onto the table was extremely attractive. As a professional, if you remove these pictures of a cafeteria and look at the challenge by itself, I think just that is a driver.
Today, the Husky Den, the main dining area on campus, is bustling. The drab cafeteria has been replaced with a bright, colorful space. The stainless steamer trays are gone, and no more mystery meat. Students seem to appreciate the changes. Student dining has gone up by more than 60%. Ellen Pia and friends Sarah McMacken, Lynn Mendoza, and Pia Sampaga say they come here more often now.
It brings a total different feel to the whole college campus. It's not a cafeteria. If you want a good lunch, you can find it here.
It's like a mall food court, so you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. So I like that.
It seems a lot better instead of them getting a little big spoon and then plopping it on your plate.
Across the country, colleges are responding to a generation of finicky eaters. The University of Washington joins a small but growing list of four-year institutions like Stanford, UCLA, and USC, whose food programs have gone upscale. Overall, colleges have increased their food spending by 17% in the last few years. Eateries off campus have intensified the competition, and given the country's recent affluence, students' expectations have changed.
When I grew up, spices meant salt and pepper. It's just a lot different in an average American kitchen today.
Jerry Sullivan is executive director of the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers. He says colleges are trying to replicate what students have learned to expect at home.
Colleges and universities today look at students outside of the academic arena as customers. You try to appeal to students in as many ways as possible. One, to recruit them, and two, so they'll stay.
Though students will continue to choose a college for its academic standards, Sullivan says programs that will enhance their campus experience can't hurt either. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.